Well, I think, you know, the first third, as a fourth game and so forth, I was pleased, really pleased with our effort tonight. You know, it's sometimes a difficult situation going into, but I thought our players came out and responded and you know, ready to play. And, you know, it's kind of a letdown when you look across the line and some of the guys you expect to be there weren't there. But anyway, but that's, you know, every club has to choose to do it the way they wish. And but I thought for, you know, our guys' limited exposure, it was good with the first groups and then to get in and get out. And then it was really, I think, a good night to watch the other guys play and compete. And we got a lot of good football out of the rest of our team tonight. And it was good to see and good to evaluate and so forth as we move forward. So felt good about that, that we got, you know, guys, good snaps and good opportunities.
Just on the early update on Lamar?
He's got a shoulder injury and, you know, they were able to, you know, when he went back inside, put it, had slipped out and they slipped it back in. And so, but that's about all we'll know for, you know, for a bit. They scan and everything. We'll just have to see how he responds.
How do you thought JK's played this preseason?
I think JK's had some good plays. He's had some production. He's had some ups and down plays too as well. So, but you know, he makes a nice play on the ball tonight and good interception there. But you know, he's had some good production. It's been good.
Second straight preseason.
Yeah, he, you know, it's good though. You know, he's still a young guy, developing guy, and you know, he makes steps. He's, I think, the, you know, he's made some progress on special teams, and that's the good thing, you know. And but
guys came out pretty physical. I think it ran him 6 out of the first 7 plays.
Well, you know, I mean, I think that's, you know, I said that I was pleased where their guys came out. Well, again, I mean, it's, you know, the running game is a, there's no, the running game is a, it's a collection of things. It's, you know, it's being able to throw the football when you have to and run it when you have to. So, but, you know, I thought the, you know, we were productive early in the game with when Benny was in there and Gio was in there, and that's a good thing. Hopefully we were on the right guys. I can't tell that till we get to the tape, you know. Yeah, he's got a, you know, a little knee injury, and again, it's be just, you know, nothing major, and he's got to make sure just how we respond and get forward. So,
even though the preseason is what it is, any value in terms of confidence, momentum, with a winning preseason?
You know, there's really not. You know, you start from scratch. You know, I think the value of the preseason is developing the positive habits of the guy that's in there playing when he's in there playing, doing things the right way. You know, Iloka gets back out there tonight and plays. Those are good things for us. And, you know, those are big positives. I think the receiver core has continued to move forward. Those are positives. And and that's what, you know, that's about. But, you know, there's really no, whether you're 4-0, 3-1, or 0-4 in the preseason, it's not much carryover when you get to preparing for and your first, you know, your first start of the season. We want to be successful because we want to be able to go out and compete and win in any situation we're in. So, you know, we go into the games wanting to compete and win the football game because we want to, the guy we're playing with, we want him to outplay the guy he's playing against. So, yeah, you want to win, but, you know, everybody starts from scratch, man.
Troy Locus, since he hadn't played the last couple games, how important was it for him to get out there to kind of show?
It was very important. You know, for him to want to get out there and play and to go out there and play like he did. And, you know, he played almost a half of football, and so that's good. He didn't get a lot of plays in the first, you know, the first game, just the way the rotation went. But, you know, where he was in there, we got off the field with some three and outs. But so it was good for him to get out there and play. So that was good. And he's got, you know, that's what he had to do. He's going to, you know, deal with this. This thing will be continue to heal up, and he'll be ready to go. But I think, you know, a lot of guys have gone out and played with what he's dealing with.
Both backups led you to 2 scoring drives tonight. Just in the end, what's going to be the ultimate barometer on who to keep?
Well, we'll make a good, you know, decision. You know, keep the quarterbacks we feel like we need to keep.